It all began in Russell, Manitoba, where I was born and raised, and had the pleasure of playing hockey with an unbelievably talented group of young individuals. And so growing up, we had it instilled in us from an early age what it was like to be competitive and to be able to have pride of ownership and be a part of a team and something greater than yourself. And all these lessons in me, when I went to college and I lost that edge, that competitive spirit, because I wasn't able to play hockey in college because we didn't have a team in Texas or a very good one in Barrie for that matter, I was really looking for something. And when I moved to Calgary after graduation for an auctioneering job, I had an opportunity to try some sports that you just don't get the chance to do in Canada because the facilities don't exist. And because of the legacy of the 88 games, which now hopefully the legacy of the 2010 games will encourage that many more people to get involved, I had a chance to try things like speed skating. And when I did a self-guided tour of COP one day, I chanced upon a skeleton race. And at the time, I didn't know that skeleton existed. It wasn't even on my radar. And so I saw this athlete coming out of corner 8, going down the longest straightaway in the world into corner 9 in Calgary at 125 kilometers an hour. My first impression was, oh my God, this luge athlete is going down backwards. It must have been a horrible accident. And I'm never going to profess to be the sharpest guy in the world, but after seeing 4 more athletes come down in that same manner, I recognized the trend. And I thought to myself, well, this must be something different. I've never even seen it before. So I made it my day's mission to find out how I could get involved in the sport and how I could try my hand at it. A week later, I got to do just that and did my first run, and I can honestly say from that day forward, I was hooked. It was like bad drugs. You know, you take that first hit and there's no looking back, and that for me was skeleton. And from that point, I really wanted to find something to sink my teeth in, to call my own, and to eventually represent Canada at. And skeleton seemed like a good vehicle for me, something that, A, I was, you know, absolutely enamored with because of the speed and the thrill factor, and B, because it seemed like a viable vehicle to get me to that national level. And from that day forward, and especially since July the 3rd of 2003, when Canada was awarded the host nation and city for the 2010 Winter Olympics, that cemented my goals for me. And from that day forward, I made it my mission to earn that privilege to represent our country at home in Canada. And along the way, my goals evolved to, you know, wanting to be the gold medal winner, stand on top of that podium. And like skeleton racing, you know, I was involved in other sort of extreme type sports or adventures growing up, skydiving and bungee jumping and bridge jumping up around the Muskoka area off the Severn Bridge, and all these sorts of things appealed to me. But I'm not like everybody else, and some people are passionate about academics, and some people are passionate about arts and dance and all these things. And the one thing that I would encourage you to do, and the one thing that I actively did, was I sought out challenges. I sought out new experiences. I sought out things that would scare me. I sought out things that would push the limits of my comfort zone and trying to step beyond them. And whether your interests lie in sports or extreme sports or academics or arts or anything like that, I would encourage each and every one of you and have you encourage your kids to try to step out of your comfort zone and really push yourself, because that is where you're going to find the things that are going to pique your interest, and that is where you're going to find the things that you can be passionate about, sink your teeth into, call your own, and you know, hopefully end up at the top. And it's not about winning. It's about the journey and about the lessons that you'll learn along the way.